So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Yeah, Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Dave, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
All right, you have a choice today of one of three categories. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Go with interior decorating.
All right, you freak. Interior decorating.
Crazy.
And this lives up to its name. A man has claimed that he accidentally managed to lodge something up his butt and it ended up getting stuck. Medical staff at Lee General Hospital, they only realized the extent of the issue when the item popped up during an X-ray scan. He initially turned up at the hospital saying he was suffering from abdominal distension for 3 days and had been unable to defecate. Well, despite the huge job on their hands, doctors quickly acted by trying to remove the object externally, but to no avail. Doctors were then forced to put the man through a major 2-hour operation. The major surgery required the object be taken out through his intestines. Now, they say the man was too embarrassed to mention the object to the doctors at the time, but the X-ray kind of spilled the beans, so to speak, and he was hoping to be able to push out the object naturally, but was unable to get any bowel movements. Now, despite the embarrassing procedure now being over, the man did not reveal details of how the incident occurred. All he told doctors after being rumbled by the X-ray was that it happened by accident somehow. His only response was, quote, "I don't know. I did it by accident."
Mm-hmm.
Sure, buddy. The question is, what did he accidentally insert to his backside? Was it a baseball bat, as in one of the smaller ones, not a full-size baseball bat? A vibrator, a coconut, or a coffee mug? So baseball bat, vibrator, coconut, or coffee mug. Sadly, one of these things was in his backside.
Vibrator, coffee cup.
Baseball bat, vibrator, coconut, or coffee mug.
All right.
What are you thinking, Ted and Miles?
I'm going to go with a mini baseball bat there, Dave.
Did you say his age?
It does not say his age.
All right.
Put the lime in the coconut.
Then put the coconut in your butt.
Yeah, I'm going to go coconut.
Coconut for Ted.
Small one.
Yeah, I don't think it was an accident.
Clearly wasn't.
As well. I'm going to go coconut with Ted.
All right.
There you go.
Two
coconut boys.
Yeah. Coconut buddies.
Your coconuts.
What did he stick up there? A baseball bat, a vibrator, a coconut, or a coffee mug? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is interior decorating on profile. This man accidentally put something in his rusty sheriff's badge there. Doctors had to operate through his intestines to pull it out. Question is, was it a baseball bat, the mini kind, a vibrator, a coconut, or a coffee mug?
And Dave, that is the very question that we posed to you. We'd start with Miles Montgomery. Whoop the old baseball bat. Swing at us. It was not a Louisville Slugger up in the backside. Now,
swing and a miss.
Yes, a swing and a miss. And you agree with D. Ted Smith. It went with the coconut. Because we have had a story before where someone did, in fact, insert a coconut into the rectum. However, not
thank
the case
God.
This time.
Thank God.
No, this time it was a standard coffee mug.
A coffee mug?
Yeah, that's how you know it's an accident.
That's impressive.
It is.
I mean, really.
For all the wrong reasons. Yep, but yes, it is.
It was a Yeti, so it's still hot.
Yeah. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Did anybody in here watch the Macy's Day Parade?
Absolutely yeah. not.
All right.
I was on the almost the entire day on one channel. My grandmother sat there the entire time and watched it all game.
That's weird because that's East Coast, and you think after they show it, they just turn it off. They just
you keep would think
playing.
That.
No, you yes.
like I know on the West Coast, the NBC, whatever channel,
sure,
you'll keep playing it. Mike, do you enjoy it or do you do it out of tradition? A little bit of both. I'm with you. I turned it on when I started making stuff in. I had it on in the background mainly because I knew my mom. At some point, I talked to her and she'd want to ask about the parade. Also, did you feel old?
As far as the talent goes?
Yeah.
I mean, Debbie Gibson makes you feel old, I guess.
But, like, Shaggy was out there. And I was like, we're bringing Shaggy back? And my sister, of all people, just goes, well, we are kind of getting old. And I was like, oh, God, you're right.
Were there any floats of characters you did not recognize?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, that's just, when you're getting old, if you're just, like, I don't know who that is.
I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what's going on with Wicket.
Oh, Wicket?
Yes.
People I have, like it. That's all
okay
I know.
That's okay for you, though, Ted.
I have no idea. I just see them everywhere.
My daughter went with a friend on Friday, and she comes walking out of her bedroom. She's in all pink. And she said, don't ask about the outfit, which of course means please ask about the outfit. I said, you're going to Wicked, and you're being whoever's the pink one. She's like, yeah, my friend's going to the green one. I'm like, I get it, man.
Yeah, have fun.
Have at it. Have
fun.
A great time.
Taylor Monson from the Pretty Reckless went out and did a Christmas tune.
All right.
So maybe she'd be like Mariah Carey and just live off one tune, you know, for the rest of her life and just be rich.
Well, if you get
one good Christmas tune,
you're we'll set put, for life.
Yeah, you really are.
Well,
or even one bad Christmas
tune. But keep
tune.
In mind, Mariah Carey also set a record for like number one.
That's not paying the bills right now. I mean, every year.
She has a massive Christmas. I'm just saying, of all the artists that have massive Christmas songs, she's the one that has a real catalog, too.
Oh, yeah.
That
like,
is
you don't sit around and go, hey, Thrill, put on that Burl Ives.
Hey, he was killing it at the time.
I know. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of Mariah Carey songs that chart us. Like, you know what I mean? Like
Spin the Burl Ives.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's like some of the guys, White Christmas, Bing Crosby. I'm sure he had other records.
He had huge records.
But,
yeah, but no one's listening.
Well, the one thing that drives me nuts is not, okay, so this is my mom's take on it. She's like, I don't really care about the bands this year because there's no one the local from here. And I'm just like,
from West Virginia.
Well, there's always like a high school band from the area or something.
Okay.
Close. I think they try to have a band or something from almost every state.
Okay. Okay. So they didn't do that. But the thing that bothered me the most was because it's just so blatant that everyone is lip syncing. And I understand it's impossible to change all that stuff and pull everyone out and put the new stuff in. And
sure.
But at the same point in time, this is Debbie Gibson singing as if she was 16, not 50.
See? And the problem that I have is not so much that they're lip syncing. It's put your back into it, man. Like, actually,
they're literally just moving their mouth.
Right. All I want for Christmas. Like, no, actually put some effort into it. Make it look like you are. Yeah, you don't sound like that anymore, but give it a shot.
So a couple years ago, John Legend caught a lot of heat for it. They're like, dude, you can sing. And he's like, I know. He's like, they don't allow you. He's like, I would have sang it live. But again, they're on floats that are moving, too. So there's a lot of logistical nightmares.
Sure.
But one funny thing from it was that Al Roker was going to surprise the little kid with a ticket to go see a show. And the kid just ruins it being a kid.
This is Elliot. Hi, Elliot. Today's your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday. And how old?
Seven.
Seven. And are you excited to see the Rockettes?
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Elliot? We've got a very special something for you. You've got a golden ticket. You get to see the Radio City Music Hall Rockettes. Are you excited?
I did that yesterday.
You did it yesterday.
All right.
You get to see him again.
Yay.
Yay. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
So, that's a good job of kind of saving it a little bit.
Well, kids have no problem saying things twice.
That's true.
You know what? They don't. It's also just a kid being a kid, right? Like, you won this great thing. I saw it yesterday.
I love that it's the Rockettes. I thought it'd be like, you know, the Wicked thing or something like that. Like, the Rockettes. Like, when I was seven, I'd have been like, give it to my mom, dude. I appreciate it, Al.
I don't even like what
you're looking at.
Yeah.
The Rockettes. The kid's seven. Yeah. Or maybe I'm just a horrible person, but I know what they do. I respect it, but I just, remembering back to being 7 years old, I just don't think I'd have been excited. Like, the Rockettes, really?
I mean, look, full disclosure, when I was probably somewhere between 10 and 13, I thought the Rockettes were amazing. But there also wasn't a lot of other material to look at?
Correct.
So then you kind of get out of that age. It's like, as an adult, like, I have no desire to go see them. But also, you can find scantily clad women a lot of places.
Thick blonde moms.
Yeah.
You really follow thick blonde moms?
No. But if you watch enough reels, there's a lot of women
They'll start sending it to you.
Yeah. They're just like, hey, you like that one. You should check out this one. Just like, I'm in a circle of...
She's single in your area.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm in a circle of awesome.
Waiting to meet you.
She sends photos to the guys that like her comments.
Right, so available in 5.3 miles.
DM. Oh, yeah. Awesome. What's up, Adrian? I will say, I did go tailgate the Husky football game this weekend. Man, they're playing the Ducks. Heated rivalry. The Huskies didn't look bad.
No.
But just a gorgeous day. For that late November, or people that went to the Seahawks game yesterday, I mean, when that sun's shining, like, it was cold. I'm about gloves, pro move.
But it's not gloomy.
It's not gloomy. You're not wet.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just
we'll awesome. Get there.
Yeah. It will.
I was kind of thinking of that this weekend. This might be the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll get a couple days over Christmas, but generally,
it starts getting,
this time of December, it's just dark.
Well, the problem is, I'm saying, they do a 4 o'clock kickoff. It's already nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 12:30 kickoff was nice. I didn't even go to the game. I'm old school. I went up to the Dutch's and just watched it there. And then when it got packed again, we just left. So, but again, it's the last chance to tailgate. I'm sure a lot of people did it for the Seahawks. You know, obviously NFL is going to keep going.
Right.
But for the most part, college is pretty much done now besides bowl games, right? Yep. You'll have, six or seven games?
Army-Navy coming up or whatever.
You have Army-Navy. You have six or seven games this weekend for conference titles. And then, the weekend after, you have Army, Navy, Heisman stuff, and then you have some littler bowl games, and they'll stretch it out. But
they do.
This was the last, real weekend. And honestly, I forgot some of the basketball tournaments. Like, that one in Vegas was massive. I watched a couple Maryland games.
One in the Bahamas was pretty good.
Yeah, I watched a couple Maryland games over the break. And then Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, if you like college ball, that was just a good day of ball games, man.
You had the Texas game in the evening. There was a few good ones. You had the Egg Bowl during the day when Lane Kiffin was still at Ole Miss. I don't know if you guys care about this, but he, after the game, he went up to this one reporter. It's a famous line, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. And the guy is in his, I'd say, early 20s. So you could tell he's probably newer to reporting.
Yeah.
So he had put this comment out. And Lane Kiffin walks up to him and goes, hey, say you call me a hoe. Like, say it to my face. So at the press conference, the guy's kind of like, just for the record, you stayed at Tennessee for a year and left.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you have a tendency to do this. That's where it's coming from. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Translate Sunday morning. He's left. They are top 10 ranked, supposed to host a playoff game, and he left them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that guy was right. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of shirts out there now. I might buy one that just say ho. It's a picture of his face.
Ho.
Yeah, just unbelievable. Everybody knows the Kardashians.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
So a couple weeks ago, I was wrong. I thought she had passed the bar exam. Oh, Kim Kardashian.
No.
Has not.
Would you hire?
I mean, yeah, to do PR.
All right. PR, sure.
Look at Ted and Skims.
That would be weird. Did you lose 20 pounds?
No, nope. I just can't breathe. Kim Kardashian.
So I guess the latest episode of The Kardashians, she's shown with her doctor, expressing concern about her recent brain scan, said there's holes in her scans, which indicate low brain activity.
You don't say.
Basically, her frontal lobe is, quote, less active than it should be. Sounds alarming, like they said, not the end of the world. He did say that the holes impact her ability to handle stress, which could be a problem for everything she has going on. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, she's been trying to become a lawyer. As famous as she is, her ex is Kanye.
Yeah, I mean, right? Right.
So
do the math.
I don't doubt that she has stress and everything. But just given with everything we know about her and this and that, it's like it's kind of funny that, like, I just can't pass this test.
We know. I mean, sure, now they have a scientific... And look, if that's what it is, that's what it is. But I would say the symptoms of that have been obvious to most of us for, 20 years now.
The bar's hard. And it varies by state. So depending on what state you're trying to apply,
she's in California.
They're all different.
Yeah, but they're all hard.
Yeah.
And she's not bright. So, I mean, you put them together, it's like, look, I understand she's disappointed. I understand she put in the effort. But, like, no one is surprised.
And was she ever really going to try a case?
I think ultimately that's what she wants to do.
Yeah.
I bet if she keeps crying, she could probably pass it. I mean, most people take it 6-7 times. I mean, if you're on that backside. But, again, like, you could be the last doctor in your class.
You're still a doctor.
They still call you a doctor.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I she has all the money in the world.
Mm.
I can't imagine somebody being in real trouble in Hollywood and being like, give me Kim Kardashian.
But she might do pro bono work because she, you know, she's somewhat humanitarian in her vapidness, but also she does have all the money in the world.
I think she means well.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, well, I do too. I really do.
And I think she was trying to do it to free some people from prison. That's
what I mean. Yeah, like, exactly. That's going to be pro bono work. I get it, but still, I don't know.
Like public defender.
I'd still rather pay for someone.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I just can't imagine, you know, and I get it, right? Her father was...
Robert Kardashian. Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Super, super famous lawyer and everything. So maybe part of that was wanting to keep in step with that. But I know a lot of lawyers. And I know some lawyers that I would call for certain things, right? But I just can't imagine anybody in Hollywood just being like, oh, man, can't afford that guy.
Can you be arrested for crimes against fashion? If that were an actual law, I'd be like, oh, Kardashian, that is who you want.
Yeah, right. She'll protect you.
Oh, Judge, you're wrong. That's 2 years ago. They're fine.
She'll make the court look like an ass. you guys, of all the people on The View, who do you think's a secret Santa?
I don't know who else is on there besides Whoopi and Joan Baer.
All right. Whoopi Goldberg, I guess. She was talking about, they have a View podcast, didn't know this, called Behind the Table. She said she goes to a post office and answers children's letters to Santa.
Huh.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Whether you like Whoopi or not, that's very nice. Mm-hmm. She said, I feel like everybody needs a little help, and if you can help somebody, then why not try to do it as Santa at the post office? Try to get letters, and we'll answer the kids' letters to Santa. You know, like she's like, doesn't cost me anything, doesn't cost them anything.
Sure.
It's just a fun thing to do. And apparently, you could do this. If you go to the post office or go online, you could sign up, be a part of Operation Santa.
All right. That's a great idea.
And then you answer.
So are you buying gifts or are you just responding to them? I hope you get what you're asking for this year.
I guess that's something that threw me off. It's like Santa doesn't really send letters back.
Yeah, not so much.
Usually shows up with the gifts.
And that's what kids are looking for. Santa, no need to respond to this.
I will say, I remember one year he left a note at our house because apparently he couldn't find a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh.
But at least he let you know.
So yeah, Amazon delivers it now, kid. Don't worry about it.
Santa looks.
He left my sister now. Then when you get to a certain age, too, it's like, why did Santa leave all the boxes out front?
He littered.
Right? Santa's kind of dirty. Let's see. There was some other good football on this weekend. Obviously, Thanksgiving, you had three games. Mm. I don't know what's going on in the NFL.
That was a pretty tough one.
The Seahawks are good, but their offense kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Minnesota didn't really put a lot of stuff out there. The AFC, I'm not really sure. I guess maybe the Chargers are. To me, there's just no team that stands out. I thought maybe it was the Rams. Then they lost to the Panthers yesterday.
Which, yeah, come on.
Right. So I'm just, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't know.
I think it makes it more exciting.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago is what, 9-3?
Yeah, Chicago's been on a tear. And
Patriots play tonight. They're 9-2.
10-2.
10-2.
Yeah, the Ravens are hot garbage on offense anyway. I mean, they were in the mix. Kansas City, they're not in the mix. Philadelphia looks like crap. Buffalo, who the hell knows? It's like, man, what? Look, whoever goes to the Super Bowl, someone's going to win a whole lot of money in Vegas this year, right? Because there are at least 32 people on this planet, and it's the super fan of all the teams. This is our year. No one agrees with them, right? Somebody put the money on Jacksonville. Well, they're doing all right now. New England, the Colts, right? All these teams are like, dude, you're wasting your money. Someone who's a huge fan is going to get a lot of freaking money.
Put a $500 bet down.
Well, it's also ridiculous. I mean, you look at the AFC, I feel like it's just a mess over there. There's a bunch of teams with like 500 records. And Mike and I were talking. The Seahawks are 9-3. And you're like, should be dominating. But so are the Rams. And the Niners.
That's the problem with the NFC is that teams are playing above their weight. The AFC, it's like all of us are mediocre. Don't anyone be good.
ABC tonight, you have the Wonderful World of Disney Holiday Spectacular.
Ooh, cool. I won't be watching it.
I thought you'd like that, Miles. Then Monday Night Football, you got the Patriots host of the Giants. The Patriots look great, so I predict they lose.
Yeah, who knows?
All right. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. California man sets up cameras only to find a 500-pound black bear living under his house.
Oh.
Meanwhile, an Iowa man goes to the highway and shows off what is normally reserved for your spouse. Bus driver with 50 kids on board was drunk and high on morphine. A man takes a Tesla for a test drive and it doesn't come back clean. And a plane has to take off on a highway after making an emergency landing. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story is brought to you by the fine folks at Lacrosse Footwear. We are knee-deep in hunting season, and if you are looking to upgrade those boots now, that's a good spot to start.
I just came from outside. This is a good time to upgrade those boots.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Even if you don't hunt.
That's exactly right. We go to Canada, where a bus driver found himself in some hot water. He suffered chronic back pain for quite some time that he managed the pain of to a decent degree. But one fateful morning, his pain was up to an agonizing, quote, 12 on a scale out of 10. Side note, that's not possible. He was due to transport 35 middle school age students later on that day, but thought the best way to kill the pain was a stiff cocktail of hard liquor, hydromorphone, and fentanyl.
Okay, well, he's not wrong.
I mean,
From the pain point of view.
Jesus.
God damn.
He felt no pain.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You cured that.
Local authorities got a call later that day about an erratic bus driver on the road. What do you know? And arrived to find it on the side of the road with the driver passed out, having been moved off the road by a parent that was following behind the bus. Thank God. The driver has since gone through the courts and has fully admitted to and apologized for his actions.
I'm sorry.
That's got to be one of those
okay.
Yeah. You don't get the okay pass, but hey, if it makes you feel any better, I do believe you're sorry.
Right. You know, and I appreciate that he laid on the sword, like, I screwed that up, my bad. And his admission to it tells me that this might have been one decision that made the others. You know, he took whatever drug the night before just to go to sleep. Sure. It's still in his system the next morning, like, I'll just have a drink, I'll be fine, and then it just snowballs.
But my thought is, if I'm a school bus driver, right, and I've still got some residual from the drug I took the night before, my first thought isn't, let me wash this down with hard booze.
Yeah, right.
Like that's
hand me the vodka.
Yeah, usually it's like, get me water, get me Gatorade, get me coffee. Not like, hey, baby, get me Jack Daniels. I feel kind of loopy.
Starting to feel the back again.
And I got to drive kids around, you know?
In other news, it's news to nobody that there's not much to do in Iowa. And one local man just proved it. Police were called about a man causing a disturbance on the side of the highway and arrived to find him propped against the back of his Impala. This being the second time that they've been called about him for the same action, they arrested him and questioned him about his motives for such an act. He admitted to his wrongdoing and confessed that he did what he did as a way of getting a little excitement in his otherwise quote-unquote blah life.
Mm-hmm.
He's now facing charges for the act of indecent exposure as his way of spicing up his blah life was facing passing traffic on the highway, pulling his pants down to his ankles, and lifting his shirt to expose himself.
That's okay.
Look at this!
You know what? He's one of the few people I'd say, you know, man, I'm going to encourage you, scroll on your phone.
Yeah, right. You know what?
If you need to kill time, you know what? Scroll on your phone. It's cool.
Just doom scroll a little bit there, buddy.
Something, man.
You don't need to be waving that out here. We don't
need to.
I just
want to pass the time.
Just passing the time, y'all.
Jesus. Bye. And I love the excuse. That's a spice of my life, man.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Well, we'll take you to jail because that's how you like to spice up your life.
But you did that.
That adds something to his
life.
It
does. It definitely does, yeah.
And blue cop car lights, man.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, yeah, not a great idea, but like, it's change.
Spicy.
You think he talks about it at the bar? Yeah, I've been to jail.
What'd you do? trying to spice things up and drop my pants, lift my shirt, and show my wang.
Half the county has seen my wang. Down to Florida, where criminals need to up their game. A local dealership allowed a potential customer to test drive one of the Cybertrucks that they had had on the lot. But to his surprise, the man never came back with the truck.
Oh.
After a two-day search, they tracked the man down and found the truck parked in his driveway with significant damage. But before they could deny vandalizing the vehicle, they were able to obtain video evidence from the truck's many camera systems within the vehicle because it's a Tesla.
Inside, outside, right.
It shows the man repeatedly striking the rearview mirror, shattering the glass, as well as damaging the GPS monitor system.
Is this guy just as bad of a driver?
No, I think he was trying to destroy the cameras.
Oh, okay.
I think he was trying to destroy the GPS so that they couldn't track it down.
What's funny about destroying the cameras, though, like, you can destroy the cameras, you know they record.
Right.
Also, like, you need to give a license to take a test drive. So they should already have a copy of your, a photocopy of your license.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's a Cybertruck. It's not like they're quiet.
I know.
It's not like you can't spot them 10 miles away.
And that's why he's in jail.
Right. He was. He was arrested and faces multiple charges. Dumbass. A California man has a bit of a pest issue. He noticed some damage around the entrance of his crawl space one day with several bricks and boards damaged or broken around the door. Wanting to get to the bottom of it, he installed a camera and set on the entrance and waited for the answer. Eventually, the camera found who was squatting under his home, a 500-pound black bear that had been rummaging.
Hey, buddy. It's warm under here.
The man had an encounter with his new resident that was a bit too close for comfort, hearing a terrifying growl emanating from the crawl space as he was attempting to change the camera's battery. He's hoping local Fish and Wildlife can help him evict the animal.
It's 500-pound bear, brother.
Like, yeah.
That is a big, big bear.
Wait.
I mean, that picture, 500-pound bear. Then you see it and you go, that bear is huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Then they had this problem before, though, like, and they drank the bear, but because of the crawl space, they could not physically, well, not this bear, but they couldn't physically drag the freaking thing from under his house.
And I think there was one where the bear just came back. It was like, no, I kind of like it here.
Right. Well, especially this time of year, it's getting to be winter. He's trying to lock up for the season. So, yeah.
Turn it down.
Hey. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to the lovely world of the internet where a video is going viral on TikTok. The video shows a remote highway and a small aircraft in a sticky situation. The plane has been forced to land to make an emergency landing on the highway, leaving it in the precarious position of how exactly they get it off the road. Local authorities reportedly called in a pro pilot because I guess the guy who flew it wasn't good enough. But he arrived on the scene to attempt to take off from the road. Now, while the highway had a decent straightaway ahead, there was also the issue of the signage, the lights.
Oh, right.
There's also a curve that was a little too close for comfort at the end of that straightaway. The video shows the pilot running down the now closed highway before using the turn to his advantage, lifting the plane up into the air and safely headed back to the airfield of origin.
Huh.
It was a pretty neat video,
took
man.
The turn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Men's Room Sports, you got some hockey over on NHL, college hoops on True TV, and Monday Night Football over on ESPN. As far as your weather, you've enjoyed the sunshine, but it appears the clouds are here to stay. Expecting bouts of rain and a low of 41 tonight, and cloudy with a high of 47 tomorrow. Yay. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkinson.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Tomorrow, believe it or not, Seattle Police Department coming up.
Yeah, and we know they are. Yeah,
we're going to get high.
That's basically it.
Lovely. Jolene coming up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch.
Clean week.
So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.